Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist and composer Fernando Otero was born in Argentina, and the sounds of tango and South American folk music echo throughout his works, whether he is playing with a jazz combo or a chamber music ensemble. The Latin Grammy winner has a new album out called Romance that includes this colorful piece, Cancha de Boches, or Bocce Field. Is it jazz, tango, or classical? Does Fernando even know how to play bocce? These and other burning questions will be answered after he plays something for us live here in the studio. This is Arbolitos, played by Fernando Otero.
Thank you.
That is Fernando Otero, Argentine-born, Brooklyn-based pianist and composer, live on Soundcheck, and Arbolitos, which appears on his new album called Romance in a somewhat bigger version, but it's like a lullaby, right?
Exactly, it's a lullaby that I wrote for my mother.
Arbolitos is Little Tree?
Little Trees.
Yeah. Now, your mother figures prominently in this new record as the kind of the source of the inspiration for a lot of it. Explain who your mother, Elsa Marval, explain who she was.
My mother was an opera singer, actress, and dancer. I just said pianist before, because she started actually playing piano, and she was intended to be a concert pianist. But she was a singer. At 11, she was already in the scene, playing the minute waltz, the Chopin minute waltz, singing and playing piano. So she became a prominent figure in Argentina. And then she had an international career. And, well, she passed away in December 2010.
And that's when you began to put this album together?
Actually, I started before with the idea came up before that, talking about aesthetics and creating beauty.
So was it just a given in your house when you were growing up that you would grow up in the field of music somehow?
Absolutely. I was a spoiled child, you know. I had access to all kinds of music, and music was playing all day, all the time. And I remember being playing my drum set when I was 10 years old, very, very, very loud in the living room. My mother didn't even seem to mind I was there, you know.
Well, maybe you were pretty good.
That was excellent. And then I would say, oh, Mom, I want to play bass, I want to play guitar. And she would get me the instruments the next day, you know. I would have them, everything ready to do whatever I wanted to do in terms of music, of course.
Yeah. Now, this album, Romance, it has a couple of pieces that, you know, have echoes of Argentina, echoes of home, echoes of tango. And the one we began with, that Cancha de Bochas, that we heard a little bit of at the beginning,
that's
part of a suite that's about, my understanding is, what I could get out of this is it's about, like, dive bars in Buenos Aires. Is that right?
Well, actually, there's the milonga, which is a rhythm I used for that. It's a traditional dance form.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of a pre-tango thing, the milonga, right?
It is. Yeah. It is, and it's very linked to the Brazilian music. Mm-hmm. It is probably the only real influence from Africa in Argentinian music, the clear influence from Africa. And if you go to a ballroom, to a milonga, the dance, the rhythm and the place where the ballroom dance happens is called milonga.
Okay, so it's the rhythm, it's the dance that goes with the rhythm, and it's the bars where you would go and see this dance and hear this music?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
You pack a lot into one word. That piece is sort of about a milonga. It's not about people playing bocce, the Italian game with the balls.
No. The image I had was people playing that game. Yeah. In fact, when I was a kid, there was a milonga two blocks from my house, two blocks away, and there was a bocce field there as well.
Really?
Which is weird, because it's something that usually happens in the countryside, that you can see a bocce field, but there was one in a place in Buenos Aires which would be like Times Square, let's say, very center of the city.
So is this, because of all the echoes of Argentina and your mother being both an actress and a singer, is that why there's more voices on this new record than we've heard from you in the past?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I was trying to include the female voices in my work for a long time. And yes, it's correct that the fact that those conversations with my mother made an influence in having these vocals.
Were you hearing her voice in your mind's ear when you were writing these?
Yeah, I have to confess I did.
Yeah. Was the plan ever was the plan to actually have her on the album, to have her sing?
Well, not really. She was not in conditions of singing for the last 10 years, but it's not something that I thought it might happen.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
Well, you're right. The album is called Romance. It is the latest from Fernando Otero, Argentine-born, based here in New York. He's playing Wednesday, March 27th at Café Vivaldi with violinist Nick Danielson, who's on the new record. And Fernando is, of course, playing for us here in the studio today. You want to do another piece for us?
Sure.
This is Preludio number 4.
Preludio number 4.
It also appears on the record, but this is a live performance by Fernando Otero. That is Fernando Otero and a live performance of his Preludio number 4 on our piano here in the Soundcheck studio. How many of these preludes have you written?
I have written 12.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
are you on your way to doing like 24? I mean, it seems like composers over the centuries have written sets of 24, you know, one for each of the major and minor keys.
Yeah, yeah. I think in a few years I'm going to have the complete collection of preludes.
Okay. That one starts like it's going to be, you know, a very lyrical kind of maybe Debussy sort of piece, and then quickly turns into something else. You know, maybe I was hearing maybe echoes of Ginastera, the Argentine classical composer of the mid-20th century. Did you study that music as a kid?
I studied. I can see you're a great listener, and it's very hard for me to steal music from other composers without having you noticing that.
Busted. No.
So you catched me. Yes, you're right. So, yeah, I studied the Ginastera, and I also studied the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, you know, so that's part of my generation.
Right. And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer did a kind of prog rock electric version of the Toccata.
Exactly.
From Ginastera's piano concerto.
Yeah, that's how I recalled Emerson, because I heard Ginastera played by Emerson, and then I said, oh, there's another option for this music. I like that. Mm. I like wearing the suit, but I also like to wear jeans and leather jackets.
Now, this album, Romance, I mean, it seems like you were really going for a more formal kind of classical structure on this record.
I am becoming old. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. I was intending to write differently, to think differently, and also to have a vehicle to express lyrical stuff, melodies, and not to focus the work only in the rhythm, as I believe I had done before. Mm.
But the folk elements are still, I mean, that's part of your DNA, right? You can't just get rid of that.
No, and I'm not fighting against that.
Yeah. Fernando Otero is playing Wednesday, March 27th at Café Vivaldi, a duo performance with violinist Nick Danielson, who's part of the band on this new record. We're actually going, we started with a little bit of your piece, Cancha de Boches, and we're going to wrap up with this piece called Pirangundin de Almagro. Almagro is a place, is that?
Almagro is a place. It's an area in Buenos Aires.
So this is another one of those bars where you would hear the old milonga rhythm?
Exactly.
All right, so we come full circle.
You see?
And once again, with some of those Argentine roots showing in the music. Fernando, I've really enjoyed the record, Romance, and it's great having you once again with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you.
I'm so grateful to you once again, and hope to see you many, many times in the future.
Fernando Otero, our guest on Soundcheck.